AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Later today, President Biden will speak to the nation about guns. He wants Congress to act after recent deadly mass shootings. This is White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He's encouraged. He's encouraged by what we're seeing on the Hill. This is the first time in a very long time that we have seen this type of bipartisanship. And he's done this before, as I mentioned. You know, he has beat the gun lobby before.
In the House, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan says Democrats have an endgame.
Forget the Constitution. Now we know. Democrats blame guns. They criticize the NRA. They call Republicans names, but let's be honest. They've told us what they want to do. Their real beef is with the Second Amendment.
Tennessee Democrat Steve Cohen says any change in gun laws will help.
There's something gun-crazed about our country that we need to deal with. This isn't going to stop all the killings, but it'll stop some. Will it stop a law-abiding citizen? Sometimes, maybe. Will it stop non-law-abiding citizens? Yes.
Police in Tulsa, Oklahoma say the man who shot and killed four people at a medical building blamed his surgeon for continuing pain after a recent back operation and brought an AR-style rifle and opened fire hours later. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says it's possible kids under five could get coronavirus shots as soon as June 21st.
We know that many, many parents are eager to vaccinate their youngest kids. And it's important to do this right. And that's what this process has been all about.
Researchers are drawing attention to a rise in poisonings in children involving the sleep aid melatonin, including a big jump during the pandemic. Buckingham Palace says Queen Elizabeth will miss a Platinum Jubilee church service after feeling discomfort. This is AP News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke to Luxembourg's parliament.
Zelensky says Ukraine needs more modern weapons, which, he adds, will ensure the superiority of our country over Russia in this war in courage and intelligence, and also in technology. He as well calls for more sanctions against Russia. Then, reporting on the fighting, he said more than 20% of Ukrainian territory is now under Russian control, adding, this is much larger than the area of all the Benelux countries, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Luxembourg combined. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Biden administration proposed undoing a Trump-era rule that limited the power of states and Native American tribes to block energy projects like natural gas pipelines based on their potential to pollute rivers and streams. The Clean Water Act allows states and tribes to review effects on water quality within their borders. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.